Chapter 6. Interruption from, or seeing any of, the inhabitants. They fell at their timber at the water's edge, so that they had not the trouble of hauling them any way, which would have employed a great deal more time. They returned again, and acquainted their companions with what they had seen and done, and with the captain's resolution, which they one and all came into. Captain Misson then told the queen, as he had been serviceable to her in her war with the island of Mahila, and might continue to be of farther use, he did not question her lending him assistance in the settling himself on the coast of Madagascar, and to that end, furnish him with 300 men, to help in his buildings. The queen answered, she could do nothing without consent of council, and that she would assemble her nobility, and did not question their agreeing to anything he could reasonably define, for they were sensible of the obligations the Jehanians had to him. The council was accordingly called, and Misson's demand being told, one of the eldest said, he did not think it expedient to comply with it, nor safe to refuse, that they should in agreeing, to give him that assistance, help to raise a power, which might prove formidable to themselves, by the being so near a neighbor, and these men who had lately protected, might, when they found it for their interest, enslave them. On the other hand, if they did not comply, they had the power, to do them great damage. That they were to make choice of the least of two possible evils, for he could prognosticate no good to Johanna, by their settling near it. Another answered, that many of them had Johanna wives, that it was not likely they would make enemies of the Johanna men at first settling, because their friendship might be of use to them, and from their children there was nothing to be apprehended in the next generation, for they would be half their own blood. That in the meanwhile, if they complied with the request, they might be sure of an ally, and protector, against the king of Mahila, wherefore, he was for agreeing to the demand. After a long debate, in which every inconvenience, and advantage, was maturely considered, it was agreed to send with him the number of men he required, on condition he should send them back in 4 moons, make an alliance with them, and war against Mahila. This being agreed to, they stayed till Caraccioli was thoroughly recovered, then putting the Jehanians on board the Portuguese ship with 40 French, and English and 15 Portuguese to work her, and setting sail, they arrived at the Place, where Misson designed his settlement, which he called Libertalia, and gave the name of Liberi to his people, desiring in that might be drowned the distinguished names of French, English, Dutch Africans and sea. The first thing they sat about was, the raising a fort on each side the harbor, which they made of an octagon figure, and having finished, and mounted them with 40 guns. Taken out of the Portuguese, they raised a battery on an angle of 10 guns, and began to raise houses and magazines under the protection of their forts and ships. The Portuguese was unrigged, and all her sails and cordage carefully laid up. While they were very busily employed in the raising a town, a party which had often hunted, and rambled 4 or 5 leagues off their settlement, resolved to venture farther into the country. They made themselves some huts, at about 4 leagues distance from their companions, and traveled east-southeast, about 5 leagues farther into the country, when they came up with a black, who was armed with a bow, arrows, and a javelin. They with a friendly appearance, engaged the fellow to lay by his fear, and go with them. They carried him to their companions, and there entertained him 3 days with a great deal of humanity, and then returned with him near the Place they found him, made him a present of a piece of scarlet baize, and an axe. He appeared overjoyed at the present, and left them with seeming satisfaction. The hunters imagined that there might be some village not far off, and observing that he looked at the sun, and then took his way direct south, they traveled on the same point of the compass, and from the top of a hill they spied a pretty large village, and went down to it. The men came out with their arms, such as before described, bows, arrows, and javelins, but upon two only of the whites advancing, with presents of axes, and bays in their hands, they sent only four to meet them. The misfortune was, that they could not understand one another, but by their pointing to the sun, and holding up one finger, and making one of them go forward, and return again with shewing their circumcision, and pointing up to heaven with one finger, they apprehended, they gave them to understand, there was but one God, who had sent one prophet, and concluded from thence, and their circumcision they were Mahometans. The presents were carried to their chief, and he seemed to receive them kindly, and by signs, invited the whites into their village. But they, remembering the late treachery of the Mahilians, made signs for victuals, to be brought them where they were. More of the history of these adventurers in another place. End of the Project Gutenberg ebook of Captain Mission, by Daniel Defoe, *. End of the Project Gutenberg ebook of Captain Mission, *. This file should be named 7CMIS10. TXT or 7CMIS10. Zip corrected editions of our ebooks, get a new number, 7CMIS11. TXT versions based on separate sources get new letter, 7CMIS10A TXT, produced by David Starner, Deirdre Menchaca, Ted Garvin and the online distributed proofreading team. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as public domain in the U.S., unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we usually do not keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper edition. We are now trying to release all our ebooks 1 year in advance of the official release dates, leaving time for better editing. Please be encouraged to tell us about any error or corrections, even years after the official publication date. Please note neither this listing nor its contents are final till midnight of the last day of the month of any such announcement. The official release date of all Project Gutenberg ebooks is at midnight, Central Time, of the last day of the stated month. A preliminary version may often be posted for suggestion, comment and editing by those who wish to do so. Most people started our websites at http Gutenberg net or http promo net page. These websites include award-winning information about Project Gutenberg, including how to donate, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter free. Those of you who want to download any ebook before announcement can get to them as follows, and just download by date. This is also a good way to get them instantly upon announcement, as the indexes our catalogers produce obviously take a while after an announcement goes out in the Project Gutenberg newsletter. HTTP www.org.gutenberg.text03 or ftp biblio org pubdocs books Gutenberg.text02010099998975944932921 or 90. Just search by the first five letters of the file name you want, as it appears in our newsletters. Information about Project Gutenberg, one page. We produce about $2 million for each hour we work. The time it takes us, a rather conservative estimate, is 50 hours to get any ebook selected, entered, proofread, edited, copyright searched and analyzed, the copyright letters written, etc. Our projected audience is 100 million readers. If the value per text is nominally estimated at $1, then we produce $2 million per hour in 2002 as we release over 100 new text files per month. 1240 more ebooks in 2001 for a total of 4,000 plus. We are already on our way to trying for 2,000 more ebooks in 2002. If they reach just 1-2% of the world's population, then the total will reach over half a trillion ebooks given away by year's end. The goal of Project Gutenberg is to give away 1 trillion ebooks. This is 10,000 titles each to 100 million readers, which is only about 4% of the present number of computer users. Here is the briefest record of our progress. Asterisk means estimated. Colon, ebooks year month, 1971 July 10, 1991 January 100, 1994 January 1000, 1997 August 1500, 1998 October 2000, 1999 December 2500, 2000 December 3000, 2001 November 4000, 2001 October November 6000, 2002 DECEMBER asterisk 9000 2003 NOVEMBER asterisk 10000 2004 JANUARY asterisk the project. Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation has been created to secure a future for Project Gutenberg into the next millennium. We need your donations more than ever. As of February 2002, contributions are being solicited from people and organizations in Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, District of Columbia, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. We have filed in all 50 states now, but these are the only ones that have responded. As the requirements for other states are met, additions to this list will be made, and fundraising will begin in the additional states. Please feel free to ask to check the status of your state. In answer to various questions we have received on this, we are constantly working on finishing the paperwork to legally request donations in all 50 states. If your state is not listed, and you would like to know if we have added it since the list you have, just ask. While we cannot solicit donations from people in states where we are not yet registered, we know of no prohibition against accepting donations from donors in these states who approach us with an offer to donate. International donations are accepted, but we don't know anything about how to make them tax-deductible, or even if they can be made deductible, and don't have the staff to handle it, even if there are ways. Donations by check or money order may be sent to Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, PMB 113-1739 University Avenue, Oxford, MS 38655-4109. Contact us if you want to arrange for a wire transfer or payment method other than by check or money order. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation has been approved by the U.S. Internal Revenue Service as a 501(c)(3) organization with an employee identification number 64622154. Donations are tax deductible to the maximum extent permitted by law. As fundraising requirements for other states are met, additions to this list will be made, and fundraising will begin in the additional states. We need your donations more than ever. You can get up-to-date donation information online at http://www.gutenberg.net/donation. HTML ### If you can't reach Project Gutenberg, you can always email directly to michaelshart@pobox.com > prof. Hart will answer or forward your message. We would prefer to send you information by email. **The legal small print *3 pages **START the small print. **for public domain EBOOKS *START. Why is this small print statement here? You know, lawyers. They tell us you might sue us If there is something wrong with your copy of this ebook, even if you got it for free from someone other than us, and even if what's wrong is not our fault. So, among other things, this small print statement disclaims most of our liability to you. It also tells you how you may distribute copies of this ebook if you want to. *before*. You use or read this ebook by using or reading any part of this Project Gutenberg TM ebook. You indicate that you understand, agree to, and accept this small print statement. If you do not, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for this ebook by sending a request within 30 days of receiving it to the person you got it from. If you received this ebook on a physical medium, such as a disc, you must return it with your request. About Project Gutenberg TM ebooks. This Project Gutenberg TM ebook, like most Project Gutenberg TM ebooks, is a public domain work distributed by Professor Michael S. Hart through the Project Gutenberg Association, the Project, among other things. This means that no one owns a United States copyright honor for this work, so the Project and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission, and without paying copyright royalties. Special rules, set forth below, apply if you wish to copy and distribute this ebook under the Project Gutenberg trademark. Please do not use the Project Gutenberg trademark to market any commercial products without permission. To create these ebooks, the Project expends considerable efforts to identify, transcribe, and proofread public domain works. Despite these efforts, the Project's ebooks and any medium they may be on may contain defects. Among other things, defects may take the form of incomplete, inaccurate, or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other ebook medium, a computer virus, or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. Limited warranty. Disclaimer of damages, but for the right of replacement or refund described below. 1. Michael Hart and the Foundation and any other party you may. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.